Chapter 43. Matameo's eyes opened slowly. He felt sick and groggy, but above all, frightened. Lifting his manacled paws, he rubbed his eyes. The last thing he remembered was being held, whilst a hooded figure pressed something against his face. The overpowering sweet sickness of it still hung upon his breath. He had lost count of time. Though it was dark, he felt he was in some sort of chamber, and outside, it might be night or day. He had no way of knowing. The creatures around him were groaning, moving restlessly as the effects of the soporific wore off. Then the familiar heavy paw of Orma touched his.
Matameo, is that you? What happened? Where are we?
The badger asked worriedly.
I don't know. It's too dark in here. Feels like a kind of stone room like Ambrose Spike's wine cellar at Redwall.
I don't like it. It's cold too. Are the rest of us all here?
The others had awakened, and they dragged themselves over to the sound of Orma's voice. Though their presence was of small comfort, the young mouse could not shake off the dread aura surrounding him. A shrew whimpered in the darkness. Then the jangle of keys outside warned them that some creature was about to enter. A torch flared, and they covered their eyes against the brightness of the light. Shadows danced about the stone walls as the torchbearer entered. It was a rat in a long purple robe. His eyes glinted dully in the flames from the torch, and when he spoke his voice was flat in tone, but menacing and imperious.
I am Nadaz, voice of the host,
he said.
Do not move or dare to talk with me, or you will regret it. Nadaz commands the breath that comes from your mouth. I am the power of life and death over all of you. There is no light in here, nor is there food and water. You will be left in this place until I decide that you are fit to use your eyes again, to eat and to drink. Malkaris has spoken.
The light was extinguished with the slam of the door and the turn of the key.
Who is Malkaris?
Cynthia asked. Her voice sounded hollow and scared. Tess grasped her paw in the darkness.
I'm certain we'll find that out soon enough.
Slagar followed Nadaz. They passed through tunnels and rooms, with Fitch trailing nervously behind. Some of the chambers and corridors they walked along had obviously been built a long time ago by master crafts beasts. Others were crude, hacked and gouged from the earth, with boulders, hard-packed soil, and severed tree roots showing in the light of the torches which burnt in wall brackets throughout the strange place. A long, winding passage gave way to a broad rock ledge, and Vitch gazed around in awe. Crystal and mica deposits in the rocks reflected the torchlights of a huge wheel-shaped chandelier, and on the brink of the ledge stood a colossal statue hewn from white limestone. It was the standing figure of a monstrous white polecat with teeth of crystal and glittering eyes of black jet. Beyond it, the ledge dropped away to the depths of the earth. Around the walls, winding down to the deeps, was a narrow carved stairway which started from the left side of the ledge, losing itself in the misty green light below. Nadaz beckoned Slagar and Vitch to stand on a groove in the rock some distance away from the statue. The purple-robed rat moved slowly with bended head until he stood close to the figure.
Who comes near Malkaris?
A sibilant voice echoed from between the crystal teeth. Nadaz answered, keeping his head bowed.
It is Nadaz, voice of the host, O King of the Deep, Lord of the Abyss, Defiler of the Sun. The fox Slagar has returned, bringing many creatures young and strong to work in your realm beneath the earth.
There was a pause. Then the voice from the statue spoke again.
Who is the other one?
Nadaz went to Slagar, and a whispered conversation took place. The purple-robed rat returned to his former position.
He is a young rat named Vitch. The fox says that if it pleases you, he is a gift to serve in the ranks of the host.
He is not born to the host. Our ways are not known to him.
The voice was curt and is missing.
A rat that comes from the place of woodlands is of no use to us. Chain him with the slaves.
Two black-robed rats appeared out of the shadows. They seized Vich and chained him, dragging him off as he screamed at Slagar.
Save me! Don't let them do this to me! I was loyal to you! I served you well! Help me, Slagar!
The masked fox did not even turn to look at Vich. He stared at Nadaz and shrugged.
I thought he might have been useful, being a rat like yourself.
The voice cut short further conversation between Slagar and Nadaz.
Keep the new slaves in darkness without food until I decide they are fit to work. Hunger and lack of light is a sound lesson for creatures that have known freedom in the woodlands. Ask the fox what he wants of me.